This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
I just received a call from you in relation to a $299 cost. Now, what's that about?
Sir, actually, it is a confirmation call because today morning you had tried to purchase the gift card, cost you $299. So you want to place your order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
I never placed that order at all.
You haven't placed the order? All right. So do you have any idea who did this? Have you ever shared your card information, any details to your friend, family member, anyone else?
No. No one at all.
No. No one. So that means, sir, someone else, maybe hacker, misused your information. So you want to cancel your order? Is it okay?
Yes, definitely. Most definitely, because I didn't place the order, nor did my wife. She's at work, so she wouldn't have any time to do that. And if she
all
did,
right,
I'll,
so
confirm
maybe,
that
yeah.
with her. I'll confirm that
okay,
with her
no
when,
issue.
When she gets
okay,
home
no
from work.
Okay, but no issue. I'm going to start the right. I'm going to start the cancellation process right now.
Yes.
Okay, put me on speaker mode. Loud speaker mode.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to guide you, sir, step by step, how you will get cancellation ID number as well as form. So open the Play Store application or App Store.
Open it to the App Store.
Yes, sir, right. Open the App Store or Play Store.
How do you do that?
Okay, which phone you are using right now, sir? It's in Samsung, iPhone, Android,
iPhone,
which one?
It's an old iPhone, old...
Apart of this iPhone, do you have any other device?
No. My wife has got a different one, but she's at work, as I say.
Okay, and the which model iPhone it is? 12, 11?
6.
Which one?
6.
It's a 6, okay. So,
six.
Okay. The 6, all right, okay. Okay, so you do one thing, sir. Let me speak to my manager, all right? Because the model 6 is very old, okay? The application, what I am going to tell you, the software, it will not able to download on your phone. So let me speak to my manager first, all right? So
thank
hold
you,
the line.
Thank you. Yes, certainly.
Yeah, don't hang up. Just hold the line, sir.
I will.
Hello, are you there, sir?
Yes.
I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager, so please hold the line.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. holding the line. This is Sean. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello, Sean. I can't hear you very well, Mike. Could you turn up the speaker or whatever, please?
Oh, all right. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, yes.
All right. So right now, sir, what can you see on your screen? Could you just let me know?
On my screen, I've got nothing. It's just an old six iPhone.
It's iPhone 6, right?
Yes.
All right. So do a thing. First of all, open up your App Store from your end. Hello.
Yes, I'm just trying to open it up. I can't open it.
You cannot open the App Store?
No.
All right, what can you see? Could you just let me know so that I can help you out?
Well, I'm trying to hit the home control center.
All right,
I'm not able to open the app.
No.
I'm going to home.
No, you need to open up the... All right. So, first of all, sir, what do you need to do? You need to come back to your home screen and close the App Store application, and you need to reopen it.
I can't get onto that home page.
All right.
To application.
All right. So, what you are on your app right now, right?
I can't get onto the app. I've said that 3 times now. So how else can I say?
No. What can you see on your screen? Just tell me that. What can you see? Like, are you on your home page? Are you on your App Store? Or
no.
No.
I'm not on the home page. All I've got is the numbers, the dialing numbers of the phone. That's it.
All right.
I'd like to go to the home page, and I can't get it.
All right. Now, sir, look at the very bottom. Look at the out of your screen. You will, at the bottom, you will get to see a circle button over there, a circle button. You need to give a tap on the circle button.
There's only a red circle, and if I tap on that, it's going to disconnect the call.
No. Not on the screen. Look out of the screen. At the very bottom, look out of the screen. You will get to see your Apple or circle over there. A circle. You need to tap on that circle, not the red one. Look outside of your cell phone.
There's nothing.
So you are using an iPhone 6. You must have the circle button at the bottom, at the very bottom, at the out of your screen.
All I've got, I've hit the circle. It's just got, it sends me back to my screen, as it were, which is a picture on the screen, and it says, press home to unlock.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying to you. Look outside of your screen, you will get to see a circle button over there.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to tap on that button. Give a tap on that button.
So I've unlocked it, so what I've got now is settings, did you say?
No. The App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
Okay, the App Store. I've opened that up, yeah.
All right. Now look at the right-hand side, bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there. Give a tap on that.
Search?
Yeah,
search?
Give a tap on. Yeah.
I've given this search. Yep, it's got trending. 1 sec. Get your guys all the steps. Happy here, Hopper.
All right. Now look at the top. You will get to see a white long search panel over there. Can you see that?
The App Store, yep.
Yeah. Now type over there, Z as in zebra.
Z as in zebra, Z, yep.
No, it's not D, it's Z. Z as in zebra.
Oh, Z as in zebra, okay, yep. Z?
Then O as in Oscar.
O as in Oscar?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then H as in Henry.
H, yes.
Then letter O as in Oscar again.
O, yep. Zoho.
hours. Now call leave a space and type assist. A-S-S-I-S-T. Assist.
Zoho space assist, yes?
Put customer. C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R. Customer.
Yes, that's done.
Yeah, now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen.
So the customer at Zoho assist.
Can you see a green color application over there which says Zoho Assist customer?
Yes, technician communicate issues clearly. Is that the one?
No. Look at the green application which says Zoho Assist customer. There would be a green color application which says Zoho Assist customer. Can you see that?
No, I can't.
What can you see? Could you please let me know?
Got me to camel down.
Sorry, come again.
Are you talking on the top page or do you want me to go down?
Just scroll it down. Yeah, scroll it down a little bit. You will get to see the option.
Okay, so what are you after?
Look, there would be an application which says Zoho Assist customer. It's a green color application. Can you see that?
I can't see it yet. Double what customer?
No. It should be Zoho Assist customer, the green color application. Can you see any kind of green color application over there?
It just says the top one was Zoho Assist customer, yes.
Yes, give a tap on that.
This is scrolling down, this is just on the top, yeah.
Yeah, give a tap on that, and after that you will get to see a get option over there. Give a click on get.
Get, yep.
Now is it installing, like downloading?
It says use existing Apple ID, sign in, create new Apple ID or cancel.
Oh, you don't have any Apple ID though?
No.
Alright, just hold on for a second. Alright, so you have the Apple ID or you don't have the Apple ID? Have you ever created your Apple ID?
No.
You haven't created your Apple ID, right?
I haven't, that's correct.
Yeah, alright. Just hold on for a second. Let me have a word with my manager, then I will come back to you, alright?
Right on.
Alright sir, now just do a thing. Simply come back to your normal homepage from where you can see all your Apple, your apps and icons.
Just homepage?
Yeah, you come back to the homepage.
Okay.
And also, on your cell phone, you do have an application which is settings. You need to open up your settings.
Settings, yep. Settings are open. Speak. Hello.
Hello. All right. Now, so look at the top. You will get to see your name over there. Can you see that? At the top, you will get to see your name over there.
My name's not on the top. It says sign into your iPhone.
Yes. Give a click on that.
Click on sign into your iPhone.
Sorry, come again.
Sign in with your Apple ID to use iCloud, iTunes, the App Store, and more.
All right, just hold on for a second. All right, now give a tap on that.
Well, tapping on it doesn't do any good because this is signing in with the Apple ID.
Sorry, come again.
Says your Apple ID is the account you use to access all Apple services. I don't use Apple services.
No, sorry, this is for security. Did you like create the Apple ID so that we can provide the security? Without your information, we cannot provide you with the security, all right?
So what do you want me to do now?
All right, give a tap on the sign in or sign up, whatever you can see. Give a tap on that. Have you done that?
So it calls for an Apple ID.
Yeah. All right. Now, could you please tell me one thing? On this cell phone, like you do all your online stuff, like online shopping, checking emails, online banking, all that stuff?
I don't do any on the phone.
Okay, on which device you do it? Can you tell me?
I do any stuff online through eBay or whatever is on the computer, not on the phone.
Good. Yes, so you need to turn on your computer. It will be easier for you.
Turn on the computer. Just hang on a second. I'll have to go and get my computer. Just a minute.
Yes. Take your time.
Okay, you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? I'm on the computer. I've opened it up.
All right. And could you please let me know that what computer you are using right now? Is it a Windows computer or is it an Apple Mac?
No, it's a Windows computer.
All right, it's a Windows. Now, sir, could you please let me know that what browser do you use? Like, do you use Microsoft Edge? Do you use Google Chrome or Firefox, something like that?
I could use Google Chrome. I could use that. Not a problem.
All right. Yeah, not a problem. All right. So do a thing. Open up that Google Chrome for a minute.
So Google, you want?
Yes, sir.
Yep, I've got the Google.
All right. Now, sir. Yeah. Now, sir, look at the very top. You will get to see the white long search panel over there. Give a tap on that. Yeah, the top one. Look at the top one.
Yep. So what do you want me to put in there?
Now type there www. Dot.
Yep.
Now type any depth. It should be A and Y, letter A. A as an alpha.
A and Y, yes.
DEFK, any depth.
All together?
Yeah, all together.
Yep. Any test? What else?
Then put a dot and type COM.
COM.
Yes. Now give a click. Now give a click on enter from your keyboard.
So that's www.anydesk.com. Enter.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay, I've done that. It's got support now.
Yeah. And I can see something written as download now on the red color box.
Yes. Orange. Yes.
Give a tap on that.
Yes, what else?
Now, sir, at the left-hand side corner, you will get to see the pop-up comes up on the screen. And look at the very left-hand side bottom corner.
Yes, and what do you want me to do there?
Now, give a tap on that.
What is on that left-hand corner? It's just a RAND disk, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You will get to see that that the file is downloading right there, right? Which says anyday.e.
Just a minute. Called cookies betting.
Yeah. Can you see any options like accept all cookies or accept something like that?
So you're talking about cookies settings, is it? I click on it.
No. Can you see any option which says accept all cookies?
No.
Alright. So what can you see on the screen? Could you please let me know that?
So on the screen you've got where it says all platforms, all devices.
Alright. Now, look at the very left-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a pop-up comes up on the screen, which says anydesk.exe.
Anydesk.exe.
Can you see that?
No.
You can't see that, right?
No, I have not seen.
You haven't heard that.
Anydesk? Sorry, yes, it's not on the... It's at the top, any desk.
It's the right hand top or it's in bottom?
It's the left hand top. It's called any desk logo.
Alright. Now sir, do a thing. Now look at the very right hand side top. You will get to see there are the three vertical lines over there. Can you see that?
There's no three vertical lines in the top.
Look at the right hand side top, sir. Right hand side top, you will get to see three vertical lines over there. Look at the very top.
Yeah, there's no three vertical lines. All you've got is three dots.
Yeah, three dots. Give a click on that. Give a click on that.
So that's settings and more updates available. Yeah.
Now you need to give a click on download. Give a click on download. Can you see any option which says download?
No, it just says update now.
Update now?
Yeah.
Alright. Now sir, do a thing. Look at your keyboard. At the left hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a control option over there. Can you see
hang on. It says, on the right hand side, it's my.anydesk.download.
Yeah, give a click on that. Yeah, give a click on that.
Click on downloads?
Yeah, give a click on download.
Okay, so it says all platforms, all devices, download now. There's the orange tab.
Yeah, give a tap on that.
Okay, so that's downloading now?
Yeah, and now you need to open up that file.
So it says any desk?
.exe.
EXE, let's say,
yes. Give a click on open file.
Double click or one? Oh, no.
Double click. You need to give a double click on that.
So it says, what's new in AnyDesk 7.1? Install AnyDesk? Discovery?
Now give a click on install AnyDesk. Give a click on that.
Install AnyDesk?
Yeah, give a click on that.
Okay.
Now can you see any option? Now can you see any option which says accept and install? Can you see that?
Yes, I see that. Do I click on that?
Yeah, give a click on that.
It's installing. It says you want to allow this app to make changes to it.
Yes, allow. Yeah, give a click on allow.
Yes.
Now what can you see, sir?
It just says installation. Now it comes up as being.
Give a click on cancel. Give a click on
cancel,
sir.
What? Don't install.
Give a click on don't install.
Okay.
Now, sir, what can you see? Could you please let me know?
Now I can see all platforms. It says it's gone back to that. Any desk.
All right. Now, sir. Yes, sir. Now look at the very top. You will get to see your 9-digit cancellation ID over there, which says your address. Can you see that?
It had that before. desk, it had 9-digit number then.
Yes. Now, sir, you need to confirm with the cancellation ID so that the server can verify your ID, all right?
Well, where do I get that number from?
Now, look at the very top. You will get to see something written as your address. Give a tap on that.
It doesn't say my address at all. All it's gone back to now, when you said don't install, is it's gone back to that page of downloads, MEDesk.exe.
All right, open that file once again. Open that file once again.
Okay, I've opened it again. Yes, now I've got your address. You want that number?
Yes, sir. Come on with the number.
342-402-406-879.
All right. Now, sir, beside those cancellation ID, you will get to see a lock option over there. Can you see that? Beside that invite, can you see a lock option there over there? A lock?
A lock, yes.
Yeah, give a tap on that. Give a tap on that.
On the lock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now it says, do you want to allow?
Give a click on allow. A click on allow. Give a click on allow.
Yes, done.
Now it will ask you for the password, right?
Password of what?
It will ask about the password, right?
What password?
Now I will provide you the password. Give a tap on that password and tap over there. eBay.
So it's, I put an eBay. Do I? E-B-A-Y.
It should be eBay, sir. E-B-A-Y. eBay.
Yes, I put that in. E-B-A-Y. What next?
Then put some digits over there, like 7890.
7890, right?
Yes. And now below that, you will get to see another panel which says confirm password. You need to put the same password over there also. All right?
Okay, so it's eBay.
7890. Yeah.
Apply.
Yeah, give a click on apply.
Done.
All right, now just hold on for a second, sir. Let the server verify your ID. All right. So right now, sir, you are successfully connected to the server. Now look at the very top. You will get to see, at the right-hand side top, a cross sign over there.
The cross sign on the top page, any desk?
Yes.
On that cross sign?
Yes, give a click on that.
Okay, that's cancelled event. Now I'm back onto your address bit.
Now, minimize this page.
Minimize that page for your address?
Yes.
Yep.
And now open up a fresh tab on Google Chrome. Open up this fresh tab on Google Chrome.
Well, any desk pages, do I minimize or just Google Chrome?
Just open up the Google Chrome.
Yep, or Google. Now what do you want me to do on the Google? Hello?
Yeah, now look at the very top. You will get to see a wide long search panel over there. Give a tap on that.
Yes.
Now sir, tap over there. Hi. Amazon mother, why as in yellow, my?
I didn't understand that. What did you say?
It should be my, sir. M as in mother, why as in yellow, my?
M-Y?
Yes, it should be M-Y, my. Then leave a space.
My what?
Then leave a space, sir. Leave a space.
Tell it.
You need to give a space over there. Need to give a space over there, sir.
Space, yes.
Yes, now put number one.
Number one?
Yeah. Then letter P. P as in Papa.
Small.
It should be small.
P as in Peter?
Yeah.
Peter? P for Peter?
Yes, sir.
1T, what else do you want me to put in?
So can you see any option which just comes up on the screen, like my 1P address location? Can you see that?
My 1P, it says my 1P address location. Is that what you want?
Yes, yes, yes.
My 1P address location, is that it?
Yes, sir. Give a tap on that.
It says, what is my...
Yes, give a tap on that. Yes, give a tap on that. All right.
So,
now, sir, like, do you know anything about the IP address?
No.
You don't know anything about the IP address, all right. So let me tell you about the IP address, all right. IP address is an internet protocol from where, like, you can, like, use your internet, all right. From this IP... Now, can you see on the screen something comes up, like, continue? Give a click on continue.
Continue, yeah, done that.
All right. Now give a click on... Yeah.
Receive the latest news, updates and offers, but as they happen, no thanks?
No thanks. Give a click on no thanks.
Done it. Adblock plus instructions, click the Adblock plus icon in the extension bar, or continue to site or what?
Site. So we give a click on continue to site.
Yeah.
Now, sir, can you see your IP address over there? Can you see that?
IPv6 is the big long number, etc. IPv4?
Yes, sir. That is your internet IP address. From there, these people get your internet information, alright? Like, they can access your internet information and they can see that whatever in online activity you can do, like checking your emails or logging into your bank, they can see that. And from there, they get all of your information right now, alright?
Yes, so how do I hide it? How do I prevent
it? No need to worry about this, sir. What we're going to do, we're gonna put a firewall security into your computer. So now do a thing. Simply come back to the, open up the first page of your Google Chrome.
Back to Google Chrome.
All right. Now, sir,
back to Google?
Yes, sir. Now, sir. Alright, so could you please let me know that what are the online activities you do in this computer? Could you please let me know that?
The what?
What are the online activities you do in this computer? Could you please let me know that?
I do nothing.
You do nothing? Like, do you check your email from this computer, sir?
Yes.
Alright, could you please open up your email once again?
I've done it.
Alright, and now sir, check your emails, like have you got any suspicious email or like any email from eBay that like your transaction is on $299, something like that?
Nothing.
Alright. Now sir, as we have sent you the email about your transaction, but you cannot see any kind of transaction over to your email, right? So that those person have the access of your email, and right now they have deleted your email, and that is the reason you don't see any kind of email into your you don't get any kind of email, right?
That's correct.
Alright. Now, sir, do a thing. Just simply log in into your bank and see that if you can see any kind of suspicious transaction over there, even though it is $1, just do let me know so that we can make a report on it. Alright.
Well, just cancel the one that you've got, right? Because I'm going to have to go to the bank to find that out. Just cancel the one that you've got. If you've got a link with eBay, cancel it, because there's nothing else I can do now.
No. What do you need to do, sir? You need to simply log in into your bank and you need to see that you all, like, you need to check all of your statements. And, like, if you...
No, I can't. I don't do that.
You don't do online banking?
No. My wife does that.
Your wife does that, right?
Correct. That's what
and
I said.
All right. So you don't remember any, like, your internet banking ID and password?
Nothing.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
All right. Just hold on for a second, sir. Let me have a word with my manager. All right, sir. Could you please let me know that your wife use your bank account?
Yeah, give me your number. I'll find out and let you know. I'm busy tonight. What's your phone number?
All right. Could you please let me know that at what time your wife will get home? Hello.
Give me your phone number, right?
All right. Hold on for a second. Sorry, it's going to take only 10 minutes so that you will have the time with me right now. Hello.
I'm only interested in your phone number. Mike, give me your phone number and I'll call you back.
Sir, it will only take 10 minutes, so could you please hang out, beer with me for 10 minutes so that we can cancel the process right now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, I just want your phone number so I can call you back when I get the information. Give me your phone number.
Oh, let me pull up for a second. All right, sir, could you please let me know that what time your wife will get home? Could you please let me know that?
Readjusting of the top plate, the new top plate. solution essentially is putting posts under that particular spot because all the other locations are top layer 5. That might make more sense just to put posts.
Doesn't have to be the same sort of configuration. In other words, the amount of space you've got under that, you couldn't put in a 6x6.
No, it'd be 75 mil posts.
To you, this is Lisa William from eBay Help Center. So how may I help you?
Hi Lisa, have you heard about the good news of Jesus Christ?
No.
No? You know that there's a God who rules all the gods? And he's
Did you realize your sin? You haven't. Don't count other sins. First, you need to realize your sin, what you do in your whole life.